Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Moon, and I am doing a makeup show for June monthly for the signs of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. The rest of the signs are covered in my normal monthly June show on HealthyLifeRadio.net, and the link will be up. You guys can find that on all my sites, okay? But I couldn't get everybody in because June is so incredibly packed with stuff. So for those signs I didn't get to in that show, let me go into you guys right now. For Capricorn in June, you guys enter the month with Mercury retrograde up through the 22nd. And so you guys are being asked to reassess what is going on with work situations, coworkers, or hired help, any paperwork, or what's happening with health scenarios or animals. And so it's time to kind of slow down, go back over past situations or rework ongoing situations or perhaps exit something if that's the way it's pulling you. By the 10th of the month, there is a new moon solar eclipse in the same territory. This is exceptionally powerful. It's three times more powerful as far as giving you a boost forward into something brand new or next level in an ongoing situation. You have 2 weeks of forward momentum with that. So you'll definitely be balancing, you know, kind of the review, reassess situation while you're launching forward. By the 22nd, Mercury goes direct. You do want to watch that day because it can be a little bit more glitchy, but you are now in forward movement with both. The shadow will end by July 6th if you're trying to wait that out. On the 3rd, Venus moves into Cancer and will be there until the 27th. For Capricorn, this means more focus on love, beauty, income, or enjoyment with your relationship. So this has got to be a good thing, right? So Capricorn, this is focusing this on romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So you should see more ease, more enjoyment, and more attracting of the love, the money, or the beauty there over the time ahead. On the 20th, the sun moves into that same zone for 30 days. We'll put a spotlight on you, Capricorn, with these relationships. So you're going to be showing up and getting more physically involved with these people, or you're going to, or it's going to be more personal, or it may be about your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity in some way with these people as well. So it does help you kind of stand out, make it about you, and lead that forward. Now, for everything I just covered with Mercury retrograde, the new moon solar eclipse, and this Venus and sun influence, all of those things are going to be under frictional energy on the 5th of the month. So I do want people to circle that date. It's going to be crazy, intense maybe. And so that's kind of the day you got to get over. On the 11th, Mars moves into Leo. Been in Leo for a couple of years. So you're about to get busier in this sign than you have been in a couple of years. It's going to be there until July 29th. And Capricorn, this means more going on with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or some other outside financial resource or assets. Or it can mean that you're getting busier with your sex life, your reproductive needs, dealing with divorce, birth, or death, if those stories are part of what's going on in your life right now, and or any third-party situations. So Mars will fire you up, get you far more passionate, far more driven and active and busy here. You just have to watch the angry fighting side of Mars because it could also bring more of that, and you don't want to get sidetracked with that. By the 27th, Venus moves into Leo. She will be there until July 21st. So Capricorn, this now draws love, income, beauty, or enjoyment into those sexual, reproductive, financial, or dealing with divorce, birth, death, or third-party stories. So it should ease up on some of that. The combination should make it very interesting over the weeks ahead. By the 14th, you are at the second of three Saturn-Uranus squares. So Capricorn, Saturn, you know, this is a frictional pattern that's played out through the entire year of 2021. It's the push-pull, the intense stuff going on. Saturn has been trying to get the Capricorns to get serious, to look at any rules, regulations, limits, endings, commitments, responsibilities, or ambitions about your income, purchases, products, or possessions, while Uranus has been shaking things up, bringing crazy or exciting moments, trying to bring fresh air or change into the mix around children, your love life, a lover, the creative projects or recreational pursuits. So these two things are coming to their turning point by the middle of the month. On the 24th, the full moon is in your sign, Capricorn. So something is coming to a climax for you guys on a personal or physical level. You guys might be celebrated. You might be gathering some recognition or attention. There might be some kind of achievement that you're involved in, or you might be wrapping something up you've been involved in or ending something that's been going on with you. So this might be about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or something you are physically showing up for or a personal need here. But you are definitely at the center stage. Between the 20th and 25th, both Jupiter and Neptune are going to retrograde in Pisces. So, Capricorn, this is going to slow things down and get you guys to start to reassess what it is you're doing with your talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, or offers, as well as if you need to go back over anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So the past may come back around through those arenas. You might be reworking ongoing situations or letting go of some things. Jupiter is saying, look at the travel, distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political influences, while Neptune is saying, look at institutions, research, addictions, bad habits, secrets, deceptions, romantic, artistic, or spiritual needs in the mix. And so there you have it. For Aquarius, you guys enter the month with Mercury retrograde, and it's retrograde until the 22nd. So you guys are slowed down and going back over the past or the ongoing situation to either release something, rekindle something, or rework something with the kids, with the lover, with your love life, with anything recreational or creative. So see where you are with that. You know, you're going to be in more talks, meetings, short trips, local activities about it, as you're trying to figure out what's going on there. By the 10th, the new moon solar eclipse happens in the same arena. So this is about launching you forward into something new or next chapter with an ongoing situation with the kids, the lover, the creative project, or recreational pursuits. You may eclipse something out as part of that fresh start, new beginning, or next chapter. And you will be balancing the Mercury retrograde do-over with this new momentum. By the 22nd, Mercury goes direct. You do want to watch that day for mix-ups and glitches because the day in energy shifts. It can be a little bit funky, but you will now start to have everything moving forward, which is probably a good thing. By the 3rd, Venus moves into Cancer. So for Aquarius, from the 3rd to the 27th, you guys are going to have more focus on love, beauty, income, or enjoyment when it comes to your work, your health, what you're doing with animals, with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So this is a lovely influence to have there, attract, enjoy. The 20th, the sun moves into the same territory. So Aquarius, you guys are going to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved with work or health or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. For 30 days, this is spotlighting you. It helps you guys take the lead. It helps you guys make it about your interests or tie your brand or name or title or image or physical presence into the story, right? So make the most of that. Now, with everything I have just talked about for your sign, do watch the 5th of the month because that day is under a lot of frictional pressure in all of those areas that I've just spoken to you about. So there could be some crazy stuff going on that day. By the 11th, Mars moves into Leo for the first time in 2 years and is going to travel there until July 29th. So for Aquarius, man, is this going to get you fired up with your relationships. You guys are going to get busier than you've been in that time with partners, either business or romantic partners, with clients, with specialists, with agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, you name it. And so this might bring a lot more passion and a lot more drive and ambition and motivation there to make things happen, but it can also bring fights and anger. So you do have to watch for that side of things so it doesn't derail you. Venus is going to enter the same relationship zone on the 27th and be there until July 21st. So Aquarius, this is fabulous for starting to enjoy those relationships more and starting to see more going on with love or income or beauty with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So you can make the most of that. Now, on the 14th, we have the second of three of the Saturn-Uranus squares. These are the big frictional planetary energies that have been kind of testing us throughout 2021. And so we are at the turning point at this second of three. Saturn has been asking you to get real about what's going on with you, Aquarius. It's been saying, look at your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your needs. Look at any limits, any rules, regulations, commitments, endings, responsibilities or ambitions you might have for yourself. And then Uranus has been trying to shake things up, bringing, you know, fresh air, excitement, or craziness to awaken you in some way about what's going on at home, with family, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates. And so these two dynamics are coming together at a head, you know, in their frictional story together this year and really having you turn a corner in some way mid-month. Then the full moon on the 24th is bringing something to a climax for Aquarius with an institution, your research or an investigation, a romantic situation, a spiritual situation or magic or psychic interest, or something in the arts, or something with secrets, deceptions, addictions, or boundary issues. So, or maybe even water issues or interests. So you might be celebrating or achieving there. You also might be wrapping something up or marking an ending there. And then between the 20th and 25th, Jupiter and Neptune are going to retrograde. And so you're going to see a kind of a slowdown and a shift back to go back over things when it comes to your income, purchases, products, or possessions. You might be reevaluating what you're doing. You might be letting go of something. You might be returning to something past or just reworking the ongoing situation. You're kind of looking at the Jupiter impact on income, purchases, products, or possessions. So that might be any legal documents, travel plans, distance situations, educational pursuits, media or marketing influence, ceremonies, religious or political influences, and Neptune's influences, which have to do with the institution's research, art, artistry, spirituality, or romance in the story. So it's a big do-over, and you're going to feel that shift between the 20th and the 25th. For Pisces, Mercury is retrograde when you enter the month of June and will be retrograde until the 22nd. So it's asking you to slow down and reassess things at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, or with parents, roommates, or family. So you might be in talks or meetings or focused on sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions as you kind of figure out what stays, what goes. You might be reworking something to get it right or going back to the past. So it's a big do-over there. By the 10th, the new moon solar eclipse opens up a huge and powerful boost forward for you in those same areas. And so you might be starting something brand new at home with real estate, moves, renovations, parents, family, or roommates, or you might be taking the ongoing situation into some bold new direction. And so you'll be balancing both the retrograde taking you back over things and the new moon solar eclipse moving you forward in a big, powerful way. By the 22nd, Mercury goes direct. So you do want to watch that day for glitches or mix-ups, but you are now in forward motion with everything in those realms. On the 3rd, Venus moves into Cancer. So Pisces, this is a great position for you guys up through the 27th as far as your love life goes. This is bringing love into your love life or with the lovers. It's bringing love around the children. It's bringing love or money into the creative projects or recreational pursuits for you. It's bringing beauty into all of those and more enjoyment during those weeks. And the sun moves into the same territory on the 20th. So you're now going to stand out and kind of be showing up and getting more involved with lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits over the next 30 days. definitely helps you stand out and make it about your interest there. I do want you to watch the 5th of the month, as everybody should watch the 5th of the month, where everything I've just talked to you about is going to be under frictional energy. So that day might be a little bit crazy. On the 11th, Mars is moving into Leo and will be there until July 29th. So Pisces, you're going to get busier than you've been in a couple years when it comes to your work, your health, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Mars is going to fire you up and get you far more passionate, more driven, more motivated, more active. But it can also spark fights and anger in those areas. So you do want to kind of keep an eye on that so you don't get derailed. And then Venus is moving into that same territory on the 27th and will be there until July 21st. So that combo is going to be lovely. Venus is going to help bring the love, the money, or the beauty, or the enjoyment to your work, your health practices, your what you do with your animals, or the paperwork, the coworkers, or the hired help. So you're going to have a lot going on there. By the 14th, you are at the second of three Saturn-Uranus squares. This is a turning point for everybody. This is the frictional energy that's been behind everything throughout the year. And so Saturn has been asking Pisces to get real, to get serious about institutions, research, investigations, or digging into any kind of information, to be getting real and serious about their artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs, or anything going on secretly or deceptively, or with addictions or bad habits or water or boundary issues or interests. So Saturn says, you know, look at what's real, look at commitments, endings, structures that support or do not support, rules, regulations, timing, responsibilities, or ambitions there. While Uranus on the other side of this is trying to shake things up, trying to bring in fresh air or excitement or, you know, bring sudden changes. And these are happening around your talks, your meetings, your interviews, your auditions, your writing, your sales. Also around what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or local activities or community interests. And so those two sides of things are coming together to tip the scale one side or the other with whatever's been playing out between these two arenas at the middle of the month. On the 24th, there is a full moon. This is bringing something to a climax for Pisces with a personal aspiration or original project, or with friends, associates, groups, clubs, organizations, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, or events. And so there's something big that you might be achieving or celebrating, or there might be something wrapping up or ending at that time. And then finally, in the last 5 days of the month, well, no, between the 20th and the 25th, sorry, the dogs just put me off. between the 20th and the 25th, we have Jupiter and Neptune retrograding in your sign, Pisces. So this is definitely a time for you guys to now slow down, and over the weeks and months ahead, you're going to be going back over and reviewing things that have to do with your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity, your body, or your personal needs and what you're involved in. Part of that will be focused on Jupiter. Is this about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes? And part of it's going to be about Neptune. Is it about institutions, research, investigations, artistic, romantic, or spiritual pursuits, or those secrets, addictions, bad habits, or deceptions? And so you have a lot to review. You might connect with the past. You might be reworking the ongoing situation. You might be exiting something, but it's very personal or physical for you, Pisces. And so there you guys have it. The rest of the signs are going to be up on healthylife.net on my June show. And you guys, I hope it's a great month. It certainly looks like it's going to be a busy one. I'll talk to you guys next time. Oh, and you guys can find me, Zoe Moon, if you want to check in on the daily forecast and know what's going on daily, or you have questions or you want to book a reading, then you can find me at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come join over there. And that's it. Have a good one. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.